From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas State University, where K-State Extension experts provide education and resources in all 105 counties to support farmers, families, and communities across Kansas. More information at k-state.edu.
The time is 3:06. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio 91.5 in Lawrence, 91.3 in Junction City. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines at 3:36. We're going to talk about Taylor Swift's wedding. News you can use is what I'm saying. She is supposed to be marrying Travis Kelce, and they are expected to do that tonight. They're expected to maybe have a big party there. I don't know if they're getting married there at Madison Square Garden. We'll tell you what we know and what's still kind of up in the air. And then we will continue with our wild card series, meeting Danny McBride today. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest Natural Home, located in downtown Lawrence, specializing in toxin-free, customizable natural mattresses, bedding, and sustainably made furniture. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
An extreme heat warning in effect until 9 o'clock tonight for Andrew, Atchison, Buchanan, Donovan, Holton, Nottoway counties. We have a heat advisory in effect until 8 o'clock Saturday night for Anderson, Brown, Coffey, Douglas, Franklin, Jackson, Jefferson, Lyon, Osage, Shawnee, and Waubonsie counties. And an extreme heat warning until 8 o'clock Saturday night for basically the greater Kansas City Metro and Atchison County. Not a giant surprise, kind of heat island action going on there. So stay cool, stay hydrated, have a little extra care for your pets, check on your neighbors. It's going to be hot throughout the weekend.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, offering fun educational programs like Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood, Weather Hunters, Carl the Collector, and Lila in the Loop, available on demand in the PBS Kids video app.
It's 85 degrees in Lawrence. It's 3:20.
Support for NPR.
Adam Wiener, lead singer of Low Cut Connie, says, in a time of division, the world more than ever needs artists.
These are times in which artists need to try to lead the way and lead the cultural conversation.
Low Cut Connie's new protest party album, Living in the USA, Saturday and weekend edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow, the actual Independence Day, the glorious 4th. Scott Simon and Kay McIntyre will be your hosts from 7 to 10 a.m. on your KPR stations.
Support for KPR comes from the LMH Health Cancer Center, offering full-service cancer care from diagnostics to treatment to recovery, all in one place. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.
News headlines from NPR are coming up next. It is 84 degrees in Topeka, 85 in Lawrence, 91 in Manhattan. The time is 3:30.
Workers have been busy for days, loading in food, decor, and party supplies. A rehearsal dinner was held last night with around 100 guests. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. An extreme heat warning is in effect until 9 o'clock tonight for Andrew, Atchison, Buchanan, Donovan, Holt, and Nottoway counties. Then, those counties have a heat advisory until 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Another heat advisory until 8 o'clock tomorrow night for Anderson, Brown, Coffey, Douglas, Franklin, Jackson, Jefferson, Lyon, Osage, Shawnee, and Waubonsie counties. Heat index readings up to 103. That includes Topeka, Lawrence, and Emporia. And an extreme heat warning until 8 o'clock tomorrow night for the greater Kansas City metro area. It is sort of heat island, lots of paved roads, lots of heat being generated there. there. So an extreme heat warning with heat index values up to 110 for those counties in and around Kansas City. We do have a 30% chance of showers and storms late tonight. We're expecting a low in the mid-70s.
Support for NPR. Support for Wildcard with Rachel Martin comes from Schwab, offering the Schwab Teen Investor Account, where teens can gain hands-on investing experience. It's co-owned by parents and teens, so parents can monitor the account while teens learn how to invest. More at schwab.com.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
2026 is about halfway over, so we look to see what some of Morning Edition's most popular stories have been about so far this year. The answer was joy.
Like, it's the family, it's the joy.
The crafters reported higher levels of happiness and life.
That arts engagement was related to 4% slower aging rates.
Morning Edition brings you the news to keep you informed, but we also bring you something vital every weekday.
Join us Monday through Friday, 5 to 9 a.m. for Morning Edition on your KPR stations. On Monday, Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from JB's Cali Fusion, offering Cali Mex and Fusion Foods, serving California-style burritos, loaded fries, tacos, and more. Located at 805 Vermont Street in Lawrence. More at jbscalifusion.com.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Many other frequencies all listed for you at our website, kansaspublicradio.org, where we are also streaming 24 hours a day. Lord willing and the creek don't rise.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, offering locally grown vegetable starts, cool season flowers, seeds, and growing supplies. Open daily in North Lawrence. More at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
More All Things Considered coming up very, very shortly. We will have an update of news headlines at 4:01. Then at 4:06, federal courts have largely given the president broader executive authority, except on the question of managing elections. An overview of some of those court cases coming up on KPR. 30% chance of showers and storms late tonight with lows in the mid-70s. 30% chance of showers and storms tomorrow with a high in the lower 90s. It's 10 minutes before 4.
This is All Things Considered.
From the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation, supporting books, radio, podcasts, film, television, theater, and more to bridge science and the humanities. From Progressive Insurance, working to help protect small businesses and the owners that run them. Offering customizable coverages to salons, accounting firms, tradespeople, and more. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com. And from listeners like you, who donate to this NPR station.
I'm Peter Sagal, and this week's show, A K-Pop Demon Hunter, explains how they do it. A boxer-turned-actor says those two things are more alike than you think, and John Cusack says anything. Join us for this week's news quiz from NPR.
You can hear Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me tomorrow, 10 to 11 a.m. on your KPR1 stations. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 85 degrees in Lawrence, 84 in Topeka. It's 4 o'clock.
PR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Eric and Wendy Schmidt through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working toward a healthy, resilient, secure world for all. On the web at theschmidt.org. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Friends of the Press. Contributions to this program help sustain University Press of Kansas Publishing, including books on history, law, politics, and regional studies. More information at kansaspress.ku.edu.
30% chance of showers and storms late tonight, 30% chance of showers and storms tomorrow, 60% chance of showers and storms tomorrow night. Right now it's 88 degrees in Lawrence.
Things considered from NPR News, I'm Juana Summers. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. Thanks for making KPR a part of whatever it is you happen to be doing. Perhaps you have the day off. Perhaps you're working, like me. Perhaps... I have no idea what you're doing, but thanks for having KPR along for the ride. Coming up in your next 30 minutes, Venezuela's interim president has been defending the government's handling of the response to the deadly earthquakes in that region. Delcy Rodriguez is taking a lot of criticism. We will find out why. Then we will learn about how access to air conditioning has expanded in Portland, Oregon, which I have always kind of considered an unofficial sister city to Lawrence. I know so many people who've moved to Portland. I know so many people who've moved to Lawrence from Portland. Anyway, hi, Portland. How'd you get AC? Is it working out for you? We'll talk about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the LMH Health Heart Center, providing cardiovascular testing, procedures, and preventative care. More information is available at lmh.org/heart.
An extreme heat warning till 9 o'clock tonight for Andrew, Atchison, Buchanan, Donovan, Holt, and Nottoway counties. An extreme heat warning until 8 o'clock Saturday night for Atchison, Johnson, Leavenworth, Lynn, Miami, and Wyandotte counties in Kansas. Bates, Cass, Clay, Jackson, Platte, and Ray counties in Missouri. Everyone else pretty much has a heat advisory till at least 8 o'clock tomorrow night.
Support for KPR comes from Cleo and Leo on Elm Street Bakery and Coffee in North Lawrence, offering Mexican-inspired pastries, coffee, matcha, and more. More information on Instagram and Facebook.
Partly cloudy skies in the forecast tonight. It's going to be humid. There's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight. Lows overnight in the mid-70s. For tomorrow, Independence Day, partly sunny with a 30% chance of showers and storms. It will be hot and humid with a high in the lower 90s. Then tomorrow night, 60% chance of showers and storms. Some could be severe. Humid conditions, lows in the lower 70s. It's 88 degrees in Lawrence. It's 420.
This is All Things Considered. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Colin Asher's new book, The Midnight Special, reveals a secret history that helped shape American music.
Let the midnight special.
If I had to say, I'd say prison music is probably 10 genres.
Join me, Don Gagne, as we learn about the cultural impact of America's criminal justice system here on All Things Considered.
Join us tomorrow at 4 o'clock on your KPR stations for Weekend All Things Considered.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, a constellation of campuses working to improve lives in Kansas and beyond through health research, public safety training, workforce development, natural resource protection, and more. Details at kansas.ku.edu.
NPR News headlines are up next. Stay tuned. Plenty more All Things Considered coming your way. We're with you till 7 o'clock tonight. It's 91 degrees in Manhattan. It's 92 in Emporia. It's 4:30.
Dollars to capture the telescope. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. An extreme heat warning till 9 o'clock tonight for Andrew, Atchison, Buchanan, Donovan, Holt, and Nottoway counties in Missouri. Extreme heat warning till 8 o'clock Saturday night for Atchison, Johnson, Leavenworth, Lynn, Miami, and Wyandotte counties in Kansas, and actually all of the greater Kansas City metro. Heat advisory till 8 o'clock tomorrow night for Anderson, Brown, Coffee, Douglas, Franklin, Jefferson, Jackson, Lyon, Osage, Shawnee, and Waubonsie counties. We could see heat index values up to 103. 30% chance of showers and storms late tonight with a low in the mid-70s. Of more concern is tomorrow night. We have a 60% chance of showers and storms. Some could be severe. It's going to be very humid tomorrow night with a low in the lower 70s. It's 88 degrees in Lawrence. It's 83 in Atchison, and the time is 4:35.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
For better or worse, summer always seems to throw everything off.
One, two, one, two.
People get into a different rhythm.
One, two, one.
But even when your schedule gets thrown, Morning Edition keeps the same hours.
Stay right there. Don't go nowhere. Stay right there. Don't
We're here for you every weekday morning from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition, Monday, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Actually, you can hear it every weekday morning. On Monday, your local host will be Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from Lawrence Buskerfest, presenting a quarterfinal game viewing party on July 11th, 4 to 11 p.m. Celebration in South Park and viewing party at Maselli's. More at lawrencebuskerfest.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up next, as promised, some of the songs that tell us about America. Get you an update of news headlines at 5:01. Then at 5:06, despite efforts by U.S. negotiators, Iran now says it wants to charge a toll for ships to pass through the Strait of Hormuz. Yet another unresolved issue of the U.S.-Iran war. There was never a charge before. We had the war, now there's a charge. We're going to talk about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
30% chance of showers and storms late tonight. Humid overnight with a low in the mid-70s. Hot and humid tomorrow. 30% chance of showers and storms. Highs tomorrow in the lower 90s. And a 60% chance of showers and storms tomorrow night with a low in the lower 70s. It's 10 minutes before 5.
This is All Things Considered.
This is you into your day with what you need to know. Thoughtful conversations and, dare I say, some pretty great company. Join us.
You can hear Morning Edition from 5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday on your KPR stations. We simulcast on KPR 1, KPR 2. Matthew Algio will be your local host on Monday. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. The time is 5 o'clock.
StarFoundation.org. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas State University, where researchers develop science-based solutions to conserve and manage water resources. More information at k-state.edu.
It's 89 degrees in Topeka. It is 91 in Emporia. The time is 5:06. This is KPR.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Hope you'll stay tuned. We have news headlines coming up at 5:30 from National Public Radio. 5:36, an update on the big news of the day. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are getting married, getting hitched today. It's a secret wedding at the most famous arena in the world, Madison Square Garden. So I'm not sure how secret it's supposed to be. But it's apparently happening, and Brian Mann is on hand, and he'll tell us what's going on there. We'll learn about a big exhibition talking about the remarkable friendship between the Marquis de Lafayette and George Washington. And we will continue with our wild card series still to come on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication with an emphasis on stories that affect residents of Lawrence, Douglas County, and Kansas. Information at lawrencekstimes.com.
Our mission at Kansas Public Radio is fairly straightforward. We hope to provide our listeners with quality arts and information programming across the state and beyond. And that's why we want to hear from you. Help us out by taking our annual media and technology survey. Let us know how you consume news, music, and entertainment, and help us know how to do it better to serve you. Your response allows us to understand the needs and habits of listeners like you and helps us serve you better. Take the survey. Make your voice heard at kansaspublicradio.org. Extreme heat warnings still in effect for Andrew, Atchison, Buchanan, Donovan, Holt, and Nottoway counties and all of the greater Kansas City metro. It's 5:20.
Support and lead the cultural conversation.
Low-Cut Connie's new protest party album, Living in the USA, Saturday and weekend edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow morning, 7 to 10 a.m., Weekend Edition Saturday is the show with Scott Simon and Kay McIntyre.
Support for KPR comes from the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline in Headquarters, Kansas, offering confidential crisis counseling by phone, text, and chat to Kansans in need 24 hours a day. Online at kansas988.org.
Stay tuned. News headlines from NPR coming up in just about 35 seconds. 88 degrees in Lawrence, 89 in Topeka. It is 5:30.
Washington.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, partly cloudy skies tonight, humid conditions, 30% chance of showers and storms late tonight with lows in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a 30% chance of showers and storms, still hot and humid. Highs tomorrow in the lower 90s, a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night. Some could be severe. Humid conditions, lows in the lower 70s. And I regret to say, still humid on Sunday with a 40% chance of showers and storms, mostly in the morning, highs in the upper 80s. There is a heat advisory till 8 o'clock Saturday night for virtually all of the KPR listening area. It's 88 degrees in Lawrence. It's 91 in Emporia, 90 in Abilene, 91 in Chanute. This is Kansas Public Radio, and it's 5:35.
I think a lot of other people are.
Stay nosy. Stay curious with Morning Edition every weekday morning on NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition 5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday on your KPR stations. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, working with individuals, families, and communities to promote independent living and individual choice to persons with disabilities. More info at rcilinc.org.
Stay tuned. We still have another hour and 11 minutes of All Things Considered yet to come. We'll get you an update of news headlines at 6:01. 6:06, an overview of some of the court rulings about elections recently. Federal courts have been giving the president much broader executive authority, except over elections. We'll find out why. Plus, looking back at the catastrophic floods that took place just a year ago down in Kerrville, Texas, it's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas Fed Mireille Prahl for Sunday Jayhawk Jukebox, Sunday, July 5th at 2 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Partly cloudy skies tonight, humid conditions, 30% chance of showers and storms late tonight with a low in the mid-70s. It's 88 degrees in Lawrence, 89 in Topeka. It's 10 minutes before 6.
Radio, podcasts, film, television, theater, and more to bridge science and the humanities. From Progressive Insurance, working to help protect small businesses and the owners that run them, offering customizable coverages to salons, accounting firms, tradespeople, and more. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com. And from listeners like you, who donate to this NPR station.
I'm Peter Sagal, and this week's show, a K-pop demon hunter explains how they do it. A boxer-turned actor says those two things are more alike than you think, and John Cusack says anything. Join us for this week's news quiz from NPR.
You can hear Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me tomorrow at 10 a.m. on your KPR1 stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KAMV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. K210 CR Atchison 89.9. K258BT Manhattan 99.5. And at KansasPublicRadio.org. Stay tuned, news headlines in 1 minute. It is 6 o'clock.